This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. 11 are dead and dozens missing after a highway bridge in China collapses. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Chinese authorities say more than 10 people are dead and dozens more are missing after the partial collapse of a highway bridge in the country's northwest following heavy storms and flooding. A Chinese news agency photo shows a section of the bridge snapped and folded down close to a 90-degree angle into the rushing brown water below. Search and rescue operations are underway. A similar number of people are missing in China's southwest, where houses were recently wrecked by storms along with damage to roads and bridges. China's western province are particularly prone to flooding and landslides due to mountainous landscapes and forceful rivers that run through them. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Soldiers patrolled the deserted streets of the capital, Dhaka, on Saturday during a curfew meant to quell deadly students-led protests against government job quotas that have killed at least 110 people this week. Mia Wormsley from Reuters reports.
Since Thursday, the country's been cut off from the world. Internet and text messaging services have been shut down, but the demonstrations have continued in spite of a ban on public gatherings. Data from hospitals there shows the clashes have killed over 100 people and injured thousands. And with the death toll climbing, the government imposed the national curfew and deployed the military. Students in the South Asian country are angry about controversial quotas for government jobs. They include setting aside 30% of those jobs for the families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan in 1971. The government had scrapped the quota system in 2018, but a court reinstated it last month.
Mia Wamersley from Reuters. The Israeli army says it struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. The Israeli strike Saturday appeared to be the first on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. This is VOA News. Almost 35 Democrats in Congress say it's time for Biden to quit the race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley, who told reporters last week.
He can't win. My colleagues need to recognize that.
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. Member Max Frost of Florida says young voters are coming on board.
The thing people brought up wasn't Biden's age, but the fact that they're scared to death of Project 2025 and the far right wing.
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Korea says North Korea has again launched balloons likely carrying trash toward South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the North Korean balloons were flying north of Seoul, the South Korean capital, after crossing the border on Sunday. The launches were the latest in a series of balloon activities by North Korea in recent months. South Korean on Friday resumed blaring propaganda broadcast into North Korea to retaliate against North Korea's balloon campaigns. Security experts said CrowdStrike's routine update of its widely used cybersecurity software, which caused clients' computers to crash globally on Friday, apparently did not undergo adequate quality checks before it was deployed. Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters reports.
The latest version of its Falcon sensor software was meant to make its clients' systems more secure against hacking. But faulty code in the update files resulted in one of the most widespread tech outages in recent years for companies using Microsoft's Windows operating system. One security expert said companies like CrowdStrike update their products frequently against malware. But that frequency, he said, is probably why CrowdStrike did not test its product as much. Microsoft on Saturday said nearly 8.5 million of its devices were affected, or less than 1% of all Windows machines. CrowdStrike released information to fix affected systems, but experts said getting them back online would take time as it required manually weeding out the flawed code.
Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a Colombian bishop who was mentioned in a book about priests and bishops who have allegedly committed acts of sexual abuse. The Vatican said in its daily news bulletin on Saturday that the Pope approved the resignation of Bishop Oscar Augusto Munera from Tierra Adentro in southwest Colombia. The Vatican's brief statement didn't explain why the bishop had resigned from his post. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.